don't stop, can't stop.
Carnell.
I want it. Can't stop, won't stop. Yes,
Carnell.
Love it. Don't stop, can't stop.
Carnell.
Yes, Dad.
What, cut off that damn TV show watching that ignorant ass shit? Got you messing up your homework, damn mixture show niggas. Making black folks look like damn fools. Talking about I love it. If it was your damn timetables, would you love that? How about loving some long division, nigga? Can't stop, won't stop bringing these damn L's home on your fucking report card. And somebody get the damn phone. Damn, I pay the bills. Can somebody at least answer the phone?
Then I got it. Hello? It's for you.
Hello?
Yo, what's happening, fam? Welcome to the Span Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Span, and this is episode number 4 of the report. Now, if this is your first time listening, please be warned that this show does contain a lot of adult language, so by all means, apply your parental skills accordingly, all right? Now, in today's episode, we got the release of Keisha Cole's new photos to talk about, my beef with black stage plays, gas prices going back up, Chicago finally getting a new mayor, Carmelo Anthony going to the Knicks, and Baron Davis getting sent to the Cavs, and some other random shit that's been on my mind this week. Of course, we got the weird news and that good music to keep your head bobbing. So let's get into it, fam. Real talk all the time on the Span Report Podcast.
Game, I'm that little young nigga, they figure to take over someday, so why don't you hop up on it? These other suckers I know opponents say they got it, but I've flown it better than me, girl, I doubt it. So tell me why you tripping when I'm blazing Scottie Pippen, but I'm the main event, so you know I'ma go out and get it. Mrs. Simmons, may I please call you, cause it sounds so nicely. Never ever would've thought that at 15 I would've done found my wifey. She just so bad with it, got her walk like a model, got the perfect shake, make me wanna sip out that Coke bottle. With the swag on full throttle, I'm tryna G ya like there ain't no such thing as tomorrow. So Mrs. Fine, please let me go and just tell you why you gotta be mine, cause girl, you are one of a kind. Stop wasting time, cause baby, it's only you and I, so we can talk all the baddest to the end of the night.
You should roll with us, girl. We got what you need, girl.
Don't meet my dog when I say my car got no roof. Walk in my house, all my breezes got on swimsuits. Get it wet, then I swim through. Then I take her to the venue. She like to do me, I eat sushi, she's my menu. I lace her up, Michael Jordan's. Fix the lens, my life's recording. Cause I need all that, show me where them dollars at. You got a problem, I adjust it like a starter cap. Me and Diggy gone, we own nigga. He underage, I'm grown, nigga. But I bet your wife ain't know all the words to our song, nigga. She fantasized about Mr. Right and you the wrong, nigga. I'm kerosene heated, spitting like I'm bulimic. I live it, you niggas dream it.
You should roll with us, girl. We got what you need, girl.
Yeah, man. You know, I could roll with this futuristic shit right here. That was Put You On by Diggy Simmons featuring Chris Brown off of his Airborne mixtape. So go ahead and get that shit if you ain't already got it. You know, Diggy is getting a lot of attention lately, too. Shit, I didn't even know what his mixtape was called until I saw the name of it on that AT&T commercial. And he just recently showed up on the cover of XXL's Freshman Class of 2011. I mean, young and talented, no doubt. But you gotta kind of feel for his brother JoJo, though. I mean, shit, every time I watched Run's house, JoJo was grinding. Had his little group, kept telling people to check the MySpace, and from seemingly nowhere, Diggy was the one considered the most talented, or at least the one getting the most attention. But shit, you know, don't feel too sorry for JoJo. I mean, he can always get work as Diggy's hype man, you know? But as talented as Diggy is, I just hope that they don't oversaturate him with the exposure the way that, you know, Drake is all over the damn place right now. People will get tired of listening to and seeing your ass real quick. But as I'm sitting here, looking out my window, trying to look like I'm all deep in thought and shit, I'm watching some more snow fall on the ground. And quite frankly, I'm ready to lock Mother Nature up in a room and slap her ass around a little bit. I'm sick of this shit, man. It's been snowing here in Detroit off and on for the past week. Right after we had temperatures reach up into the 50s and melt all that snow we had before, the shit came right back. And in my line of work, it's a bitch to have to trudge through shin high snow all day. And of my supposed friends living in parts of the country that's warm as hell right now, I like to say, fuck you for sending me pictures of you on your backyard patios enjoying that balmy and sunny 70 degree weather. I don't need to see that shit, man. Please, be sympathetic to my feelings. But you know, with all that snow outside, it don't really leave you with much to do other than to stay at home and watch TV or fuck all day. Shout out to the sisters that's having babies due in September and October. So since I ain't doing as much fucking as I would like to have been doing lately, I've been watching black stage plays on DVD. You know, trying to get back into the good graces of my people after saying we more racist than white folks and shit. Figured I could watch these and reconnect. But can somebody explain to me why black stage plays always have some long-ass, over-the-top names to them? You know what I mean. When they announce that shit over the radio about the play coming to your town, it's always some shit like this. Your arms are too short to box with God, so you might as well pick up the phone and call Tyrone. Playing at the Detroit Music Hall. And then it's always the same actors in the plays that you wondered what in the hell happened to them because they ain't on TV or they ain't in no movies no more. Or they got some washed up R&B singers who ain't had a hit since the early 90s and shit. Starring Christopher Williams. And from the group Silk, Gary Little G Jenkins. Y'all know I ain't lying, man. Call me bougie, but I would love to see a black stage play where the acting and the story is the focal point and not all the damn singing. I was lucky enough in high school to be somewhat exposed to the theater by going on field trips to see productions put on by the Pegasus Players in Chicago. And in little itty-bitty ass theaters where you were damn near on top of the stage. And I got to see some damn good actors do their thing. And not once in any of those plays did somebody just bust out in a damn song in the middle of a conversation. And then they get to the point where they singing for so long, you done forgot what the hell the conversation was that led to the song in the first place. I guess my question is, are all black stage plays musicals? Can we have a play where we ain't singing all the damn time? Let me know. I mean, I know I can't be the only one who's wanted this shit. Maybe this is just something else we could blame on Tyler Perry's cross-dressing ass, you know? But you know, we're coming up on the next musical break. But when I return, we still got Keisha Cole and the NBA trades, weird news and more. So stick around.
Emanating, flickering shadows frame your skin. Sensual aurora of your body, like sweet incense to breathe you in. Tracing paths of anticipation as you move my head along your thighs. Watching your eyes casing my body. You know you got me high.
So bring it on, girl. And we can get it on, girl. I'll do whatever I need to do, lady, to make you moan, girl. Wanna hear you call my name, cause
intoxicating. Chemistry way off the charts. You got me jonesing for you, honey. Way you love me be a work of art. Girl, just let me put it to you. Whatever you want, that's alright. Biggin' it on like I'm a sutra. And you know I know just what you like, yeah.
And we can get it on, girl. I'll do whatever I need to do, lady, to make you more, girl.
I don't see too many bands doing it like this no more. That was Mint Condition with Moan off of their E-Life album. A bunch of musicians and a singing front man. You don't really see that a lot no more. I think they're the last ones to do it in R&B, and the Roots seem to be the only ones doing it in hip-hop. Unless, of course, somebody wants to go on MTV Unplugged or Storytellers or some shit, make it seem like they all deep or whatever. Got this story to go behind this bullshit song. You know, if Soulja Boy or Lil B ever find themselves on that show, I'm giving up on music altogether. Think I'll take my ass to the Shaolin Temple and become a monk or some shit, you know? But as I'm still looking out this window, watching all this snow continue to fall, I'm kind of hungry. I could really go for some Harold's chicken, half white with mild sauce and an RC Cola. Nah, scratch that. Bud Light Lime will wash that shit down nice. Or maybe a big-ass pizza puff from Domenzo's. But I gotta go all the way to Chicago to go get the shit. I guess you could say I'm missing home a little bit. I don't get home often enough. Christmas time seems like the only time I can get away to make a visit. But I do try to keep up with what's going on in my hometown. I know for a lot of you, the only time you ever hear anything about Chicago is about the gangs or how many kids got shot during the weekend. Which is kind of ironic considering that Chicago for the last 30 years then had some of the most restrictive gun laws in the country. You couldn't even legally own a handgun in Chicago. Couldn't even keep it in your house without facing charges. Which is more ironic was the fact that, you know, Mayor Daley wanted to keep it that way, at least the former Mayor Daley. Never mind the fact that he walked around Daley with at least 3 bodyguards who you can pretty much bet had some type of gun on them to protect his frumpy ass. Yet he never saw the hypocrisy in his position. Well, finally, for the first time in about 20 years, Chicago got somebody in the mayor's seat not named Richard Daley. And good fucking riddance. Taking his place is President Obama's former chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. You know, I would love to be in one of Rahm Emanuel's staff meetings. This dude cusses more than I do. At least that's what I heard. You know, he got that reputation. And he got a reputation of cutthroat politics. So it'll be interesting for me to see how he deals with the gun control problem in Chicago. I'm kind of doubtful that he would allow concealed carry in Chicago, you know, at least lawfully, but it would be nice to see law-abiding Chicago residents not be sitting ducks and caught in the crossfires of some punks who don't give a shit what the law says to begin with. You know, I heard the campaign got a little ugly, though, too. Former U.S. Senator Carol Mosley Braun allegedly called one of the other candidates a crackhead. Of course, she didn't use that terminology, but you know what the hell she meant. Hell, even Rahm Emanuel got kicked off the ballot for a minute because of, I think they said it was some residency requirements. You know, with him having a job in D.C. working for the president of the fucking United States and all. It's like they were treating him like he wasn't even from Chicago. Which kind of reminds me of college a little bit. Remember when you would go to college and folks would ask you where you were from and you always had those guys that lived in the peripheral cities but they was always claiming the big cities and shit. So where you from, dog? From Detroit. Oh, word? Where about? Over on 12 Mile in Greenfield. 12 Mile? Man, Detroit stop at 8 Mile. You from Southfield, nigga. Nah, but seriously though, I'm keeping a watchful eye on all these laws, man. I don't need to be catching any cases when I come home to visit. It's just good to see somebody else in the mayor's seat when I voted against Daley every chance I had. I even voted for Bobby Rush, and we see how that shit worked out. But while I'm sitting here thinking about home and shit, did y'all see what happened to Kanye when he went back home to the shot? Kanye went to the Bulls game against the Miami Heat. The Bulls won that bitch, of course. But they booed the shit out of Kanye at that game. You know, it's fucked up when you can't even get no love at home. Apparently, Kanye done managed to piss white folks off yet again. He recently took to Twitter to talk about chicks getting pregnant on purpose and use abortion to extort rich motherfuckers. And, of course, he did it in classic, coarse Kanye style. Dude is a fucking genius when it comes to music. But this nigga ain't really been right mentally since he lost his moms, man. I'm just saying, he's been all over the place, really. Gotta pray for that motherfucker. Coming up on the next musical break. But when I get back, we still got the NBA trades, Keisha Cole's titties, weird news and more. So stick around.
From my nigga Diddy view, I think I see his vision too. Purple rain over Central Park, chillin' with my homes. Big pops and Sade's, some rocks and Chardonnays. My gassy sassy, so my penthouse, my balloon. We doing it big, it's going down 9-11. I'm doing it big, pulling up in the 9-11. I've been trying to fuck for months, baby girl is now and never. Got the condo on the beach, so through our storms we shall weather. We shining when it's pitch dark. Yeah, this bitch a movie, but this time I play a big part. Fuck the market and look at what I'm accomplishing. I'm beating niggas by margins bigger than Fran talking.
All these cars, all these stars all around me. Put your eye to the sky, that's where you'll find me. Cause we are super cool, yeah.
Bring your sexy ass here, baby. I wanna buy my bitch every bag, and she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. I wanna take my bitch around the globe, Hawaii hand gliding in the mountains, shitting on these hoes. Red bottles by the barrel, popping Giuseppe tags like it's American apparel. 20,000 up in bonnies, haters are never harming. Rick Owens army, bombers for my whole army. Anile, anile, baby move fast. She drop it down and bring it back, I like that,
I like that.
I wanna buy my bitch every bag, so she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back.
All these cars, all these stars all around me. Put your eye to the sky, that's where you'll find me. Cause we are super yeah.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look. I'm super fly, I'm super high. You getting yours, I'm getting mine.
Ooh, women of a caliber, only seen in magazines and calendars. And I'm sitting with Miss October, my birthday's in October. Ooh, a strawberry and a rosé. I can see it in her eye, yeah, she wink and she toast me. But later on we gonna mosey to a place less populated and get dirty.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look.
Put your eye to the sky, that's where you'll find me.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look. I'm super fly, I'm super high. You getting yours, I'm getting mine.
You gotta love the current state of hip hop, or even proven frauds can give you some gangster shit and you just flat out roll with it. I mean, of course I don't believe a damn thing that comes out of Rick Ross's mouth, but that joint right there gets a lot of play when I'm in the car. That was Super High featuring Ne-Yo off of Ross's Teflon Down album, for those of you who've been living under a rock for the last 3 years. Which brings me to a
Span Law.
In chapter 4, paragraph 5 of the Span Book of Manliness, it says, "Man shalt not listen to Ne-Yo in the car with his boys unless he's featured on a gangster rap track. Any violation of this man law is subject to a backslap from any man in the vicinity who catches these men participating in this action." This has been your weekly Span Man Law update.
Span's Man Law.
Yeah, man. Don't get caught doing that shit. Side eyes are coming at you from all around if you get caught doing that. I mean, of course, it don't make you gay. Having sex with another dude is what makes you gay. But you gotta be careful with that shit, fellas. I mean, them dudes from Atlanta and that JL King dude got black women the world over taking a second look at your ass to make sure you ain't on the down low. Don't give them no ammunition to hit you with, and then have you wondering why she only wants to go to the mall with your ass as opposed to going to the hotel. Now, to reaffirm my manliness, let's talk about some titties. Keisha Cole's titties, to be exact. Now, earlier this week, I was fortunate enough to be a guest on the Where's My 40 Acres podcast with Brandon, Twine, Mike, and Deidre. And they brought it to my attention that Keisha Cole had some naked pictures get, quote-unquote, leaked. Which kind of got me excited. I mean, I remember the first time I saw Keisha Cole. It was in what I believe was her first music video for I Just Wanted to Be Over. And almost instinctively, the first thing to catch my attention was them tick old bitties. Oh, man. I watched that whole video and didn't even know what she was singing about. I mean, because them titties just had your boy Span in a trance. I mean, they were swaying this way and that way. I even caught myself drooling one time. But over time, when I actually started listening to what she was singing about, I started to lose interest. I mean, it's only so much good looks can take you with me if you're only singing about niggas doing you wrong and shit. But this opportunity to catch a glimpse of Keisha's womanly softness kind of brought some of them old feelings back. And then it happened. There they were, right there on my fucking computer screen. Keisha Cole's titties in all of their pixelated glory. And I sat there for a second, but not with the feeling of giddiness or not even with a rise in my pants. I sat there with a sense of disappointment. I mean, I never thought I would get this opportunity, and here it was right in front of me, and it did nothing for me. And you know what? I blame my anticipation. I mean, it's like the time when that movie The Hangover came out and everybody was telling me how great it was. So by the time I saw it, my expectations were so high that it just wasn't as funny to me as everybody had made it out to be. And here I am looking at Keisha Cole's titties with that same sense of disappointment. Something just wasn't quite right. Like, I was expecting a bigger set of boobs. Looked to me like Keisha Whitney had got a reduction or something. Which is something that I don't think I will ever understand outside of health reasons or back problems. So I called up one of my homegirls who, you know, she got a nice rack too. Figured I'd, you know, try to understand this from a woman's perspective. And one of the things that she said just kind of confused me even more. Now, I'm paraphrasing here, but she said something to the effect of sometimes the ladies wanting the reduction so that they can fit their shirts or their blouses better. You know, they want to wear the clothes that are oftentimes made for women with smaller boobs. Of course, you know, with, you know, my Neanderthal brain, I was confused even more. Now, I know I'm not alone in this, and I'm sure there are men the world over, breast men particularly, that are just as confused as I am. I mean, I have yet to come across a shirt on a woman that looked bad because she had large breasts. At least it didn't look bad to me, which I guess kind of lends credence to the theory, fellas. Women ain't necessarily dressing for us. They dressing for each other. Why else would a woman want to downgrade what God has blessed her with for the sake of fashion? Fellas, can you imagine what the response would be if we applied that same principle? You walk up to your lady, and you just come right out with it. You know, baby, I ain't really feeling this having a big dick thing. I saw this really nice pair of Dockers at the mall, and I just can't wear them without this bulge. So I was thinking about maybe taking an inch or two off so I can get those Dockers. You know, they had some nice slacks too. What you think about that, honey? What you think your lady's reaction is going to be? Are you going to get the nigga, are you crazy look? Or is she going to be the one to tell you some shit like, well, if you're going to do that,
You better improve on that tongue game, nigga. I ain't about to be up here high and dry. I mean, it just don't make sense to me, ladies. Help me to understand you. But you know, I heard Keisha's husband, Boobie Gibson, is pissed. I mean, he even missed playing a game for the Cleveland Cavaliers because of this shit. But if you're a grown-ass man walking around with a nickname like Boobie, who gives a shit? We're coming up on the next musical break. But when I return, we still got the roster moves in the NBA, some weird news, and more. So stick around.
Single ladies, best look out for me. I'm the hottest single nigga to step on the scene. Got the east side rocking, got the midwest talking, got the dirty south bouncing, got the west grip talking. The type of nigga that you wanna roll with, baby. Don't get it twisted thinking I'm a sugar daddy. You can look like Hollywood and ask like J-Lo and a smile like Janet, but that's not enough. You may think that I'm tripping, take a minute and just listen. It ain't all about sex, cause I can always get that. I'm a $1 million nigga, need a $1 million woman. Met this chick named Yvette, and this what she said.
Everything you need, I can be your freak.
If that's all you got, then you cannot get it. Cause I got a chef who can cook all my dinners.
Looking for that nigga who ain't cheap. Take me shopping every week. I play this game for peace.
If that's how you get down, it's a wrap and you're finished. There ain't no use in me getting your digits. I'm looking for that special girl. That Yvette can give me what I need. So I hook up with this chick, we call her Beverly. Had a trunk tight body, drove a chrome 600 with them big wheels gunning. Man, this girl was on it. The type of chick to drop a platinum card for me. Just to show this down ass nigga that her pocket's deep. And her sex was blazing and the brain was crazy. Lingerie type of lady, still that's not enough. You may think that I'm tripping, take a minute and just listen. It ain't all about sex, it's what's in your head. I'm a $1 million nigga, need a $1 million woman. I won't settle for less. And Beverly said, oh yeah.
You gotta have it close to me. I want you while you sleep. Never leave,
possessed to do something, I just can't do it. Girl, I can't be with you every minute.
I got plenty of people sweating me, and I've been sweating you. So what's it gonna do?
Don't try to deny your mental is a sickness. Baby, I'm out, it's a wrap in your business. Looking for that special girl.
Man, sound like the homie Donnell Jones seemed to find something wrong with all the women he came across with in that song. Shit. Oh, millionaire picky ass nigga. That was Special Girl off of his Journey of a Gemini album, if you wanted to go pick that up. You know, I don't know Donnell personally, but I do know his pops. He used to be an associate pastor at my church back in the day. Even officiated my younger brother's wedding, which was some funny shit in and of itself. And I may end up coming to tell y'all about that story another time. Reverend Jones can sing, though. Better than Donnell, in my opinion. I remember he used to always try to get me to join the choir. I guess he heard I was Johnny Taylor's grandson and figured I could blow too, but you know I declined on that. Singing is not something that I do. I can't sing. I know my limitations. That gene right there passed right over my ass. But Reverend Jones is cool as a fan, though, man. Cool as a fan. But while I was taking my break from running my mouth here to you guys, I went to the gas station to go put some gas in my car for the week. And man, let me tell you, this shit right here is
fucking ridiculous.
Straight up. Just a couple weeks ago, $35 would have filled my damn tank past full. Now that shit is only getting me around 3/4 of a tank. And I'm not the only one that wonders why gas stations aren't regulated, say, the same way fast food restaurants are. Like, when I go to McDonald's, I know chances are that if I get something off the dollar menu, that same item is going to be on the dollar menu at another McDonald's. Not always, but more often than not. So why are gas stations all over the damn place when it comes to the price of, you know, plain regular ass gas? If I go to a Sunoco gas station down the street from my house and say the gas there is $2.29, then shouldn't a Sunoco a little further down be selling the same regular gas at around, I don't know, $2.29? I mean, shit, ain't they selling the same damn gas? It's a fucking shell game, man. And then they try to tell you that, well, all of these gas stations are independently operated, so they set the prices themselves. But ain't that more of a reason to regulate their asses? I mean, you could drive a mile down from your current location, and there would be a 10-cent difference in the price of gas, just depending on what corner your station is located at. Oh, and don't let that gas station be on the corner by themselves with no competition. They gonna rape your ass at the pump. And you gonna know it, too, when you drive down just a little further, and you see you could have got that same gas at about, 5 cents cheaper or so. You know, I try to stay away from those lonely-ass gas stations at all costs. I never go to those. Now, I don't know if y'all know this or not, and I'm not sure if this is going on in any other areas, but we got Obama gas stations in Detroit, one not too far from my crib. Not only can you get your gas there, but you can also get all your Obama needs filled at the Obama gas station. They got watches and clocks and t-shirts, special edition Air Force Ones, fake money with Obama's face on it. They got everything. I remember the night Obama won the election. The Obama station was getting it cracking. Black folks and Arabs celebrating together, honking horns, shooting pistols, eating fried chicken. The gas was cheap that night too. Everything was looking good. Fast forward 3 years later, and that Obama gas station got some of the highest priced watered down gas in the city. And they expanded to 2 new locations. Apparently the president knows about this too. I mean, as a candidate, they drove him past it so he could see for himself. But I wonder what he thinks has become of that gas station bearing his name now. You know, they pretty much exploiting his face. But I'm just rambling now. But to get back to these high-ass gas prices, you know, the thing that pisses me off more than anything right now is the fact that the gas prices are rising artificially. It's not like there are any refineries down. It's not like there are any oil-producing countries that have cut back on their production or anything. It's these damn stockbrokers and these speculators that are scared about what's happening with all these revolutions in the Middle East that are driving up the prices at the pump. You know, with Egypt and Tanzania and now Libya attempting to overthrow their governments. These dudes are just guessing that the oil from this region is going to be in short supply. And it's their guesses that are resulting in you paying more money at the pump. You know, it's times like these that make me wonder, what the hell is that nigga with the stolen gas card that's filling everybody up for $10? If any of y'all find him, tell him to head my way. Because this shit right here is hitting my pockets entirely too hard. And I don't know if I want to keep paying this shit, you know? But I'm coming up on my next musical break. But when I return, I still got the NBA trades, the weird news, and more. So stick around.
In a deep sleep, or Indian peace piped in a teepee. The beginning, the end, the first, the last. Breath into eternity, the verse, alas. Got a chick in the south that be cursing fast. When it was a drought, I knew the thirst, alas. Hunger of a homeless, microphonist. Played the game and got a bonus. Man, cause the plan is the master, like Tiger. So much drive, I am the definition of a rider. Daughter's name means survivor. From a tribe of Coladas, just one word can't describe her. A scribe of the streets, and the good life that we all wanna reach. I'm hotter than a beach, flow is so deep, even underwater. I can inhale to put the world in order, order. For air, everlasting raps that are rare. I write with Christ, passion and stare. Way to heaven is to stay in step. Breath is deep like my man Johnny Depp. You never know the next one God could have kept. Soft as I find it hard to accept. I came from a gang, now I'm a star with a rep. Just to get by, cause I was slept on like a red eye, like Rastafari. I knew to keep my head high, blessed by the Father, son of the author of life. So breath became my wife, like love at first sight or thug in his first fight. It's all new, so you gotta feel your way through until you break through. It might take two, and hell deep to inflict to. It's great to breathe.
I try to lift some spirits after talking about these high-ass gas prices and shit. That was Common with Inhale off of his Universal Mind Control album. You know, the one that got Professor Griff and all those other conspiracy nuts draws all up in the bunch. You know, I wonder if that dude G. Craig Lewis has even listened to those songs forwards and backwards off Common's album. You know, looking for some hidden messages and shit. Well, maybe not, though. You know, since his apparent target right now is Kanye, but hell, Kanye is everybody's target right now. You know, I already talked about his ass getting booed at the Bulls game the other night when they played against the Heat. But speaking of the Bulls right now, how about my team, man? I ain't been this excited about Bulls basketball since Jordan left, really. Now, don't get it twisted. I always ride with my team. Shit, you try to be a Bulls fan living in Detroit, they don't exactly make life easy for you. Which is kind of funny since the Pistons don't even fucking play in Detroit. But that's neither here nor there. You know, my Bulls are looking good, and the Pistons are looking like shit right now. So, everything is right with the world. I was kind of hoping the Bulls would make some moves with the trade deadline coming and going, though. I would have really liked for them to send Keith Bogans bricklaying ass packing, but nothing happened. They stayed pat with what they got. But hell, that didn't stop the rest of the league from sending cats all over the place all willy-nilly. Of course, the big trade was the New York Knicks trading for Carmelo Anthony. A move that New York Knicks fans have, you know, they've been waiting for this since they got burned in the LeBron sweepstakes. But as much as New York improved to become a 500 team this year, I kind of feel like they gave up a bit too much to get Melo. Considering the fact that New York was the place he wanted to go all along, I didn't necessarily think that they had to trade for him. You know, that's where he always wanted to go. I mean, it's good to see what, you know, he got what he wanted out of it, though. I mean, his wife, Lala, is back at home. So maybe now she could do something other than host those damn VH1 reality show reunion specials. And he gets a $65 million extension, and he can claim he's back home. You know, never mind the fact that he's got a big-ass West Baltimore tattoo on his shoulder. But I could see the Knicks finishing up about a 7th seed, you know, to finish the season up. And either hitting the Heat or the Celtics, if the Celtics can stay healthy. Hell, they may even end up, you know, playing my Bulls in the first round. But either way, it's a first-round exit for the New York Knicks. Now they can set their hopes on maybe, just maybe, getting Chris Paul. We'll see how that shit turns out. Again, they thought they was getting LeBron, too. But of course, there are winners when it comes to these trades, and there are losers. And right now, I'd like to take a moment of silence to what used to be the career of Baron Davis. Okay. You got to feel for Baron Davis a little bit. And that's a hard thing to say when somebody gets traded from the Clippers. Usually it's the other way around. You feel for the person that has to play for that other LA team. But with Blake Griffin and Eric Gordon and Chris Kaman and Baron Davis, the Clippers actually had some pieces in place to start making some moves out west. But apparently the owner of the Clips didn't like Davis that much. It's kind of fucked up when you out there playing and the owner of your franchise that you play for is sitting courtside heckling your ass. One of the worst owners in basketball at that. But just to show you how much he hated Davis, he sent him to the Cleveland Cavs in exchange for point guard Mo Williams and forward Jamario Moon. And we know how bad shit has gotten in Cleveland since LeBron left. But you know who I also think, you know, is kind of pissed off in all this? Antoine Jameson. That dude came to Cleveland figuring he had a shot at a championship. And he was going to help LeBron get one. And now ain't no LeBron, ain't no Shaq, no Mo Williams. All of the top players are gone from a year before. I could just hear him in the locker room after he found out about Williams and Moon getting traded.
Yo, them niggas left without us. Ain't that a bitch?
Ain't it though? Shit. One of the good things that come out of these trades, though, is that the video games tend to update the teams when these trades go down. And I'm always getting down on NBA 2K11 on PS3, so if you want to see if you can fuck with me on the sticks, hit me up in the email and I'll shoot you my gamer tag. Although some of you niggas already got it, so when I get on, we can see what's up. We're coming up on the next musical break, but when I get back, we still got the weird news to get to, and we're going to wrap up the show, so stick around.
I think this was for the radio. Oh, oh, oh.
Funny watching these young R&B cats grow up, man. Seems like only yesterday this dude was singing about some girl braiding his hair, and now he's in the middle of two hot chicks having a threesome in his music videos. They grow up fast, don't they? That was Mario with Old Baby off his DNA album. That was probably the hottest track off of the album too, so check that out if and when you get a chance. But now it's time for our weird news, so let's see what we got off up in here. Ex-mayor's name is too funny for Indiana Center. Okay, a former Indiana mayor who won four terms in the 1930s and the 1950s is proven less popular with modern-day city leaders who say they probably won't name a new government center for him because of the jokes his moniker would inspire. Harry Balls is the runaway favorite in online voting to name the new building in Fort Wayne, about 120 miles northeast of Indianapolis. But Deputy Mayor Beth Malloy said that probably won't be enough to put the name of the city's longer tenured mayor on the center. The issue is pronunciation. The former mayor pronounced his last name Balls, but his descendants have since changed it to Bales. Supporters say it's unfair that the former mayor can't be recognized simply because his name makes some people snicker. But opponents fear that naming the center after Balls would make Fort Wayne a target of late night television jokes. We realize that while Harry Balls was a respected mayor, and not everyone outside of Fort Wayne will know that, Malloy said Tuesday in a statement to the Associated Press. We wanted to pick something that would reflect our pride in the community beyond the boundaries of Fort Wayne. An online site taking suggestions for names showed that more than 1,000 votes Tuesday for the Harry Balls government. Oh, shit. The Harry Balls Government Center. That's more than three times the votes received by the closest contender. I'm sorry, man. What more can I add to that, man? I mean, that shit just flat out funny. Oh, shit. I'm going to get to this next story, man. Let me get to the next story. A suspect in a Walmart shoplifter says he lost the bet. Shit. Oh, man. Police say a man picked up for shoplifting at a southern New Jersey Walmart had an unusual motive, paying off a bet. 58-year-old Irwin Krokoff of Millville was arrested Saturday and charged with shoplifting from a nearby store. The alleged crime and motive were first reported by the Daily Journal of Ireland. Police say the suspect told them that he lost the wager that came with two ways to repay: stealing $50 worth of stuff from Walmart or running through the street naked. Krakow reportedly regretted choosing shoplifting, lamenting that the fine would be less for the nudity. He's charged with stealing a USB card, two spoons, a nutcracker, decorative tree, and t-shirts. The items were worth about $43. Am I the only one who thinks this dude is a little too old to be making them kinds of bets? That was shit me and my homies was doing when we was 12. Good thing he ain't subject the town to his old hairy balls, though. All right, man, last story. A man was accused of peeing on chicken at Kroger's. Damn! Police arrested a man who allegedly caused quite a disturbance earlier this week when he urinated on food inside a Kroger grocery store in North Little Rock, Arkansas. The incident happened Tuesday night and ended with Jerry Patterson, 58, of North Little Rock, in jail. Police say he was drunk at the time, and Kroger managers say told the officers the man urinated on $500 worth of chicken, and he also ate a large package of ham, according to the incident report. Patterson is charged with public intoxication, theft of property, and criminal mischief. Police were called to the store to investigate a report of a drunk man who was being verbally aggressive towards the store workers, and Patterson was reported by officers to have been unsteady on his feet, smelled of alcohol, and had bloodshot eyes when they arrived on the scene. Man, you know what? This dude was placid. It kind of reminds me of that guy from Zack and Miri Make a Porno.
Fucking Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all fucking hug it, chug it, football all night.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, man, but that first story just got me. I got some friends from Fort Wayne, too, and they never mentioned that shit to me. But while I still got you here, let me remind you to get at me here at the Span Report and let me know what you're thinking of the show or what you would like for me to talk about. You can call me at the Span Report hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's 313-288-0485. And let me hear the voices of the people that's listening. Leave me a message there. Or if you're shy and you don't want people all up in your shit, you can always shoot me an email at thespanpodcast, all one word, thespanpodcast@gmail.com. And send me some funny news or just tell me what's on your mind and I'll reach out to you right here on the show. And I'm also still looking for news correspondents for the Span Report website. So if you have an interest in the news and you want to bring attention to what's going on in your area, the Span Report can be your outlet. Shoot me an email or call the hotline when you feel like you're ready to do that so we can get that ball rolling. I know I joke and I try to have a good time here on the podcast, but the Span Report is all about keeping you informed as well as keeping you entertained. Now also, be sure to check me out on the Where's My 40 Acres podcast. Now, I'm assuming that should be out later on this week sometime, but I'm not sure exactly what date that is coming out. So look out for that. And of course, you gotta check out the Haterazzi radio show where I got my start at with my homie Dark Hater. And you got Rod and Karen over at the Black Guy Who Tips. You gotta check them out. You got Clove and Shirley at the Chonilla.com podcast. You gotta check them out. And for some real funny, you know, some real funny sports talk, some real ass sports talk, check out the Morning Jones podcast with Bomani Jones if you're not already listening to him on satellite radio. But that's it for this week, fam. I had fun today, and I sure as hell hope you had fun right along with me. So I'm gonna leave you with some upbeat shit to close the show. Until next time, fam. Peace.
Pretend for one night I'm the man in your life, and we do the things that lovers do. All the loving you like, I give it to you just right. There's nothing less than special when it comes to you. See, what we have is an understanding that works so well for how we are. 'Cause neither of us has the heart to fall in love all over again. No,
I'm not your man and I know
no, no.
You're not my girl, but that's just
that.
It's that like way tonight.
Tonight.
Now I know you're not your friends, you know. I got some too, but that's just
that.
You're my lady tonight.
Now what I like about you is that you're always so cool and comfortable whenever I'm around. You're someone that I can talk to no matter what I'm going through. I call on you 'cause I know you'll always be down. See, what we have is so incredible that we'll never find in anyone else. This thing that we share, it's so unbelievable that I want you all to myself.
It feels good to me. So good to me.
So good to me.
Yeah.